Hello and welcome to Talking Trading. I'm Caroline Stephen. It's great to have your company for this week's episode. Today we focus on the commitments that are necessary for success and the skills needed to rescue you from humdrum living. We speak to Dale Gillam, the founder of Wealth Within and the creator of the podcast Talking Wealth. Dale's passion for the markets oozes out from him as we discuss the stumbling blocks traders face and the practice necessary for traders to become a part of the top 10%. And in Mind Power, Louise Bedford tells us to stop cheating on your dreams and to say that success is more about discipline than talent.
We can cheat on our dreams just a little each day, and no one will even notice. An extra cup of coffee with a friend, another sitcom while enveloped in the comfort of your couch, a Sunday sleep in, and blam, another week has gone past without you working on your trading plan and without developing the skills that you know will rescue you from your humdrum life. When we cheat, we really don't want to do those hard things in life. And I can tell you, it's corrosive. It rusts your soul little by little. It erodes the very fabric of our dreams and goals until we're so far away from what we really want, we can't get excited or passionate about anything. Before you know it, making lazy or weak choices becomes a habit, and it infiltrates every area of your life. This is the essence of a midlife crisis. Things seem boring, everything seems like a repeat of everything else, and ultimately you become jaded. But it doesn't have to be this way. Small feats of discipline can really help you overcome your own inertia and add a sparkle back to your eye. I challenge you, tomorrow morning before you get out of bed, lie there for a few minutes and ask yourself, am I really happy? Have a think about it. While your brain isn't yet in gear for the day and you're chasing away all of the last remnants of the dreams that you've had overnight, take some time to reflect. And if you're not happy, ask yourself, what would it take to make you happy? Isn't that something within your control? What would be your first step towards making this come true? You may think that you've got unlimited time up your sleeve, but if you're between 30 and 50 years old, you only have around about 2,500 weekends left here on planet Earth. Holy cow, the clock is ticking. If you're not going to pursue the things that really give you a buzz and put a spring in your step, no one else will. I guarantee you that. Success is more about discipline than talent. It's built on the back of the habits you form and the commitments you make.
The event of the year has arrived. Wealth Retreat is the ultimate educational, masterminding and networking conference for share traders, real estate investors and entrepreneurs. Come and immerse yourself with the best masterminds, the movers and shakers and business leaders in Australia. Hear the most advanced strategies to create your blueprint of wealth and create an instant peer group of like-minded investors. Wealth Retreat is from May 30th to June 3 on the Gold Coast. Come and build a lifetime of wealth and create an ongoing legacy. To find out more, go to wealthretreat.com.au. That's wealthretreat.com.au. Dale Gillam is a chief analyst and the founder of Wealth Within. He's a regular financial commentator in the Australian media, and he runs his own financial podcast called Talking Wealth. Like Louise Bedford and Chris Tate, Dale has educated many people in the share market, and he knows what it takes to become a successful trader. In this interview, we hear his passion for the markets, and we discuss the be-do-have principle of trading. Dale Gillam, hello and welcome to Talking Trading.
Oh, hello yourself, and I'm really excited to be on the show. I've heard about it quite a number of times, and it was really exciting to be asked to be on it.
I'd like to kick off by asking, there are so many people who do want to trade the share market, and so they can create a better life for themselves with additional income, but that so many people actually fail to start. Some people who do start get kicked down at the first hurdle. Why do you think that is?
It's simple. There's probably three areas that we can talk about and that are really stopping traders. And it all gets down to being fear, or fear of the unknown, or lack of knowledge, and fear of losses. And effectively, to me, they're all pretty much the same thing. As fear of the unknown and fear of losses come from a lack of confidence, and a lack of confidence really comes from a lack of knowledge. And to me, in life, you need to be able to take risks to get anywhere you want to go. And so anybody wanting to trade the market successfully needs to step out and get some of that confidence and break down dumb with some of those fears. Because if you ask anybody about their job or what they've been doing for some time, they'd really confidently tell you that they really do know what they're doing and can handle what happens in their job. And that's what it's like for real traders. They actually know how to handle things. So the fear just drops away. But how did people get that way in their own job? And it's quite simply, they first gain the knowledge to how to do the job, then they develop their experience over time until they became really confident. I mean, I'm not sure whether you can imagine rocking up to work every day with the fear that you actually don't know how to do your job, or you lack the confidence in doing your job. Sure, your boss is not going to be really happy with you, and one or two things are going to happen. Either you're going to learn how to do it properly and get rid of that fear or lack of confidence, or your boss is going to sack you. So between a job and trading is that the job, as long as you show up, you're guaranteed of being paid. And I think that's the big difference. With trading, there is no guarantees. You only get paid if you actually do it right. And if you do it right, then the money flows through. But that ability to not get paid at the end of the week by trading really intensifies people's fear, because they fear that they're not actually going to get the income coming in. I was only reading a book by W.D. Gann the other day, or rereading a book called, I think it was Truth of the Stock Tape. And he says the same sorts of things in 45 Years of Wall Street. And the same stuff we're talking about 100 years ago is still exactly the same and relevant to today in today's market. And fear is exactly that, fear of losing, lack of confidence, lack of knowledge. That was the same stuff 100 years ago, because human emotions don't change. Human psychology doesn't change. And it doesn't matter how many whiz-bang computer-generated indicators you can come up with, a person still has to decide to buy or sell and push a button, and that fear will always kick in.
So give us some more strategies on how to overcome the fear trading.
Oh, well, there's an old saying that knowledge is the enemy of fear. It is simple as that. The more knowledge you get, the more the fear will subside. And Einstein, I'm pretty sure, said that knowledge is the progressive realization of your ignorance. And to me, that's also really apt, because the more you learn, the less ignorant you become. And I know people spend years and years at school learning how to be productive in life, and you know, they learn skills like reading, writing, maths. And I mean, some people even go to schools to get specific jobs like accountants, engineers and hairdressers. But yet for some reason, they think that they can just simply open up a stockbroking account online, because you don't need to turn your brain on into gear when you're online. You just open an account with no money, put $500 in it, and all of a sudden you magically transform yourself with a push of a button into a trader that can you believe that can make lots of money. And it doesn't work that way. And everything we learn in life from day dot through to when we die comes from our senses, such as sight, sound, taste, touch. And we can only learn by doing something. And that's the really, really important crux of this, is you have to do something to learn something. And that's what most people don't do when it comes to trading. They don't do it, or they don't do enough to be able to get the knowledge and experience. Because I don't know about you, but if you think back to when you first got behind the wheel of a car, and I know I think this and it's scary when I got behind the wheel of a car, and you put the full foot on the accelerator, and well, you were going on your first bike and you're going down the hill as fast as you could, you know, as you do when you're kids, and how scary that was. I mean, I remember the first corner I took in my car, and I'm going, oh, poo, and my mum was sitting there going, did you see that? And I went, no, it was scary. But the more you did it, the more you drive a car, the more confident you became. So it's, the more you do it, the better you get, the less risk you take, the less fear you have, the more confidence you get. It is simple. And there's an old saying I also have. It's called be, do, have. You need to be the trader. And in order to be the trader, you have to do what the trader does. And if you do that, then you have what the trader has. And I find most people don't get the first bit right. They don't do what the trader does.
Oh, I like that. Be, do, have.
You can steal it, that's fine.
So for someone who hasn't traded before or they're a novice, what should they do?
Look, quite simply, don't do what everybody else does. It is simple. It's the people in the market, it is amazing because they think they don't have any money, you know, that they can just set up a broker account and then start trading and earn money. And they'd rather do that than pay for a good education and learn how to do it properly. And that's what people do. And everybody does that. And we know 90% of traders don't make any money. And so putting the cart before the horse never works, you know. And I'm amazed at those people that think that by just, you know, surfing the web and getting some information or reading a few books that they'll become a trader. And I often say there's a vast difference between information and education. And there's also a vast difference between knowledge and understanding. And there's, you know, and to me, most new traders fail because they can get some information, but as we know, a bit of information or a bit of knowledge can be dangerous. But what I find is most traders or people that tell me they're traders have very little understanding. That little bit of knowledge can be really dangerous. I mean, a lot of people listening to this might have heard of a trend line, but I can guarantee 99% of the people listening to this who understand what a trend line is can't draw them properly. Like reading a book just gives you knowledge. That's all it does. It doesn't help you get the skill because trading is something you do. It's something you become. And those new to the markets really don't want to spend the money in general to learn because they fear losing again. And there's an old saying again, what you resist persists. And if you fear losing and you're concentrating on that, you'll actually get more of it. So what they're meaning is they fear paying the money to get a properly structured course. Then they fail to make the money as a trader, and then their thinking is they've lost twice. And so by not getting a good education, they're actually guaranteeing their failure. Because if there was a course that guaranteed you that you'd make a certain income every single week after you finish the course and that you'd have an income for life, then I guarantee everybody would do the course and become a trader. But not everybody's a trader. That's the thing is that you can't, when you're trading, you're never guaranteeing what income you're getting. It's just probability. And because of that no guarantee, people will go to a job and stay at work and stay what they call broke or have a job which is called the journey of the broke. Yeah. So what are they going to do? Well, to me, again, they need to make decisions. And most people, the hardest thing about learning to trade is making the decision to commit to becoming a trader and doing what's necessary. And here's that word again, doing what is necessary.
Statistics say that 90% of traders either lose or don't make money. Why? Correct. Why is that?
It's interesting when you say that to people. It's like, I don't know how many times I've done a big seminar and I've said, oh, who's heard of this? And most people put their hand up. They all put their hand up. I go, yeah, I've heard of that. And then I say, who actually believes it? And most people put their hand up. And yet it's absolutely carved in stone true. And yeah, seriously, I mean, obviously, because of what we do, we get all the brokers coming to us saying, can you send us your students? And I say no. When I talk to them, I say to them, I guarantee that 80% of the people with accounts of you with you are dead. They don't do anything. 10% do a little bit and 10% basically make money. And they all hit their jaws on the ground and say, how did you know? Because it's exactly the same. It doesn't matter which country you're in. 90% of people do exactly the same thing as each other, and they read some books, maybe go to a free seminar, or go to a broker's site and get their free education, which is, you know, it's the lambs to the slaughter. And quite simply, as I said before, if you want to be successful, don't do what everybody does. And a question I often ask traders is, if they're a trader who tell me they're traders, I'd say, would you give all your money to somebody who has the same knowledge and skill as you to trade? And you look at their faces and you know they're saying no. And if your answer is no, then you're not a trader in my book because you're not committed to doing what it takes to become part of the 10% and you're actually guaranteed to be part of the 90%.
Why are they lambs to the slaughter when they go to a broker's education site?
Simply brokers, they're mercenary. All they are is a person in between a buyer and a seller. And so all a broker wants is more transactions. So a broker gives you enough knowledge for you to make more transactions because they don't care whether you make money or not. And I'm being general. Not necessarily, there are really good brokers out there. But the broker just wants you to trade. And I know there's the one more fool theory that if you go broke or you stop trading, there's one more fool to come on after you. And there's always going to be another fool to come on after you, so to speak. And it's worse when you're talking about things such as CFDs, options, warrants, futures. Because a lot of the CFD providers know that 90% of the money you put in account, they will actually get as their income because they know 90% of people don't make money. And that's really why you should never learn from a broker how to trade because they don't know how to trade themselves. Most brokers, all they do is affect transactions.
All right. Are there any other things you can think of that stop people from being successful in the markets?
I think taking responsibility is probably the biggest thing that people can do. Is I get excuses is probably the biggest thing that stops people from making money. And the two biggest excuses we get are time and money. And they're really overused. And to me, an excuse is a lie covered with the skin of reason. We all do use those excuses ourselves. And when it comes to learning to trade, people go, oh, I don't really have the time or money, so I'll just play a little bit and see how I go. And so then they go and think, well, I'll trade Forex or CFDs because you don't need much money and you can make lots of money. But that's the exactly reason why you shouldn't be doing it, because you don't have the time or money to do it. And those are really famous last words of a trading train wreck. And the motivation for these excuses really just comes back to everything I said about before, is being fear of failure, fear of unknown, and hence their reluctance to commit to really learning what it needs to be to become a trader, and why they end up just doing dabbling with no real commitment, and because they feel if they put too much in or they put too much time in, that they're going to lose, and where the opposite is actually true.
Okay, so
and you actually get what you want.
How do you suggest a trader who's losing again and again and again deals with that psychologically?
It's just pull back. It's often people were getting into markets and doing things that they shouldn't be doing, but you really need to pull back and look at your trading and look at really, have you learnt properly how to do it, and have you put the time and effort in and developed the skills to do it successfully? You only have to ask people if they've got a trading plan, and 9 out of 10 traders will tell you they don't have a written trading plan that they've actually tested over many years to make sure it works. And I don't know about you, but I'm not going to go skydiving unless I've proved I can actually do it. You know what I mean?
Dale Gillam, I have loved talking to you this morning. Thank you so much
My
for
pleasure.
Your time and wisdom. We could keep talking, but we've got to wrap up, unfortunately. Come on again.
Yeah, I could talk for hours. I'm happy to come on again. I love chatting to people and working with traders. It's just a passion of mine, and it's an exciting thing when people do get it. Probably I can finish up by saying one of my early mentors says, Dale, when somebody's in the room that knows what they're talking about, shut up and listen.
And on that note, Dale Gillam, thanks for your time.
My pleasure, Caroline.
And that's all we have for you today, guys. Stay tuned next week to hear entrepreneur Elias Bizanis, a tech startup star from the Silicon Valley, discuss the entrepreneurial mindset of the Valley and its collective energy, which makes all ideas possible. I'm Caroline Stephen, and on behalf of the team, thanks for your company. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to talkingtrading.com.au with Caroline Stephen. Make sure you are subscribed to this website to receive the very latest market views, commentary, and expert opinion. Tune in next week as we've got a bumper show planned. Bye for now.
The views represented on Talking Trading are general in nature and do not take into account your objectives, financial situation, or needs. Before acting on any of the information, consider its appropriateness in regard to your own situation.